Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas, whatever your wildest dreams. If you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator. One site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
Hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Yelp Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. Now joining us in studio from BetMGM tonight, the Madam of Mayhem, as I like to call her, the always talented Trista Crick, which this is now the second time you've joined us, and you just said you love that nickname.
I do.
But it didn't make the air because Hickey forgot to turn on your mic. Now your mic's on.
Oh, no.
So this is the part of the program where we just bash Hickey.
The Madam of Mayhem. It is me. It will always be me. And you know what? Today is mayhem. We finally got a trade done. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, I thought that they were out, Zach, on Donovan Mitchell.
We'll get to that in just a second, because I don't know if you're aware of this. You create a lot of problems for Hot Take Hickey.
A lot of problems.
I don't even think he knows.
Really?
Because last time you were here, you brought it to my attention. You guys got to improve your musical selection.
It's true.
Coming back from breaks. Now, I agree with you. And one of my best friends who listens to the show each and every day, he said to me, you need some more rap. Trista is absolutely right. Now, our intro songs are intro song.
Facts.
We're not going to change that. That's what it's been for a while. We have two intro songs, and that's it. But I've kind of challenged Hickey at least once an hour. When you come back from two breaks, we play some rap. And it's been difficult for him because he's not the most diverse when it comes to music. And the first day, Trista, you're going to get a kick out of this. First day, he goes, okay, I'm really going to try to play some rap. He goes all the way back to like when I was in elementary school and he thought, who let the dogs out is what I was looking for.
Oh, no.
You know the TikTok, oh, no.
Yes. Oh, no.
That's a great rejoin. Did it?
No.
Trista, your head will be bopping. I promise
it's
you.
It's literally the most cornball.
Who let the dogs out? Who?
That's the most YT rap rejoin song I've ever heard.
Trista is a rap aficionado. She also was once a rapper, are a rapper.
I was once. I'm no longer. Mm-hmm. I've put away the mic.
What did you go by with your street name?
I was called Fate. I was in a group called The Rebels.
Fate?
Yeah, Fate.
I feel like we could do better than
I
that.
I was 15, okay?
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I was 15.
We all go through that phase in life where, well, you
like,
were probably better
than cool.
I was.
Yeah, this is not cool.
We go through some crappy musical state or something like that. But yeah, it's the toughest part for Hickey. He sweats profusely about it. He already gives you these awful takes when it comes to sport. He's wearing a disgusting Penn State jersey right now.
We're going to have the worst down year.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You don't think Penn State's going to have a good season?
I don't. I took the under on their win total.
Good. I hope you're 100% right, and James Franklin's the most overrated coach in the
country. I think he's pretty trash, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It's like Hickey's music selection.
Yeah, I think most people, though, agree. I don't think that's like a hot take. I think most people would say James Franklin is a highly overrated college football coach.
And each and every year, he tries to talk himself into Penn State football. 2 years ago, they're going to the playoff. Last year, they're going to be the Big Ten championship game. He is now a defeated, worn-down man. Because, Hickey, what do you think Penn State's going to do this year?
8-4.
8-4.
Be realistic.
And that's when you're starting off 8-4. That means you really think they're like a 6 or a 7-win football team.
Yes, their 7 wins is probably doable.
So Trista Crick here with us from BetMGM tonight. Okay, I'm going to go through some NFL over-unders since the season starts on Thursday.
NFL over-under for win totals or NFL over-under in terms of just the games?
Wins.
Wins.
Yeah,
all right, we're going straight wins.
I got the numbers here too. So Denver, we knew that they got Russell Wilson. They finally get the extension done. He's going to be tied up in Denver for 7 years. talking about takes, I'll continue the theme on Ryan. Ryan thinks Denver this year is winning the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Ryan thinks that Nathaniel Hackett is winning coach of the year. So he is clearly taking the over of Broncos at 10. I am now rooting against Denver this year.
Wow.
Where do you go with Denver?
Well, that's a 10 is a lot, right? I'm looking at this schedule. You get the cupcake games against Seattle and Texans, right? 49ers, that's a potential L. Raiders, that's a potential L. Colts, Chargers, Jets, that's a win. Jags, that's a win. I mean, I'm looking at it. I would have to go under, only under. But I haven't dug deep into the schedule enough, and we didn't do this win total while I was in at BetMGM tonight. But listen, man, you've got a new coach, you've got a new system, and a new head coach, right? I mean, and a new quarterback, right? So that's a lot to do and deal with.
In the toughest division in football, too.
I mean, easily. Maybe one of the toughest divisions in history.
And also, if let's say I put the Broncos as the fourth team in that division. You got to put someone in fourth in that division. I don't think they're going to be bad. Like, I don't think they're going to be significantly under, but I think they'll be a 9-8 team. Maybe they go 10-7. I just personally like the Chargers better. I like the Chiefs better. And the Raiders were a playoff team last year with everything they had to deal with, and they did get better this offseason.
I think the Raiders are a very underrated team right now. A lot of people hate that roster just because of some of the issues in the secondary. Obviously, there's a lot of question marks at the running back position for the Raiders, but it's just Derek Carr plus a bunch of weapons. I don't care. I don't really care. And you've got, obviously, Josh McDaniels is there now. He's got Brandon Bolden. He's got Josh Jacobs there. They cut Kenyon Drake. So they're committed to running by committee, and I'm fine with that. But ultimately, it's Waller. It's Hunter Renfro. It's Devontae Adams, and it's Derek Carr throwing bombs over Baghdad to me.
And I like how I've never heard that one before, but that's a good one. That's why we bring Trista Crick here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, let's transition here. NFC, Minnesota Vikings. I think the Vikings are going to make the playoffs this year, but more so because of a product of a bad NFC. They have a new head coach, offensive-minded, with Kevin O'Connell. I had them at 9-8. Their number is 9. I think that's a tricky number.
I like this Vikings team. I think the number for them to win the division was plus 260. I sprinkle a little pepperoni money on that just because, like, you've got question marks with the Packers. And I know it's like, okay, well, Aaron Rodgers, doesn't matter who he has. We've said this time and time again. He loses weapons. Oh, my God, this guy is falling. And he continues to succeed. I think they're going to get by their defense, mostly, Green Bay. But I think in terms of, like, roster, Vikings offensively, much better team with a new coach. Obviously, they're going to run that sort of Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay offense around Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins is going to ball out this year. I like the over 9. I like that number.
The big question with Minnesota just is their defense, because their defense has been trashed the
last
few years.
Yeah, and they've been giving up a ton of fourth quarter points as well. Their secondary looks suspect. But they did end up getting a couple of guys in free agency. So, yeah, I think that their defense will be better. Is it going to be elite? No, but I think they're going to be able to score enough points to win games.
You also sprinkled some money on Minnesota to win the division, because that's some hate money with your co-host Ryan Horvat, who's a sycophant Packers fan.
A little bit. Yeah, I think he might have been open to taking the Vikings to mush it. Yeah, just to mush it, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you
so
know what I mean?
Our rule on this show, an intentional mush never works. It has to be authentic.
Really?
Yeah, you just have to become a mush.
I mushed my way into getting the Warriors to win it all, right? We talked about this.
On this show.
Yes.
Yeah, that was your take in the beginning of the year. That's how we've justified. So I like now you're using my material on my own show, as Trista Crick is here with us. Going back to the AFC, I think this team is definitely a playoff team. They could win the division. Ravens 9.5. I'm on the over there.
Oh, yeah. I love the Ravens. The only reason that the Ravens weren't really in the mix last year is they were just completely decimated everywhere. They were decimated at running back. They were decimated in the secondary. Marcus Peters went down. They were bringing guys off the couch. Like, you had Le'Veon Bell.
He was wearing, I think, 17, and he looked
Dez
slim.
Dez Bryant. Like, it was bad. You had issues to Bateman. He was injured. Marquise Brown was, like, on and off the field. So, and then obviously Lamar. Lamar couldn't stay healthy. He had a bunch of non-COVID related sicknesses, and then he ends up losing the rest of the year. So, yeah, I think the Ravens are going to take a huge step forward. The question mark is who's their number one, Is that Bateman? Is it Mark Andrews? It's going to have to be probably Mark Andrews. But with a healthy Lamar in a prove-it year, yeah, I'm taking the over on that, absolutely.
Trista Crick, I'm either going to pick Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. I haven't finalized it yet as my MVP. Who's your MVP this year in the NFL?
It's chalky, but I like Josh Allen. It's just, it's a very chalky pick, but this man is going to take a step forward, right? Even losing Brian Daboll, I think that hurts, right? Like, you lose the guy who you've had develop you. New coordinators, that definitely hurts.
But at least Dorsey's been there.
But Dorsey's been there, for sure. He's been embedded in this team. And, like, they just keep getting more and more stacked. And I think getting Von Miller helps.
Huge.
Huge. And it's going to take less pressure off. It's going to take more pressure off of him. But, yeah, it's chalky. But between those two, I would probably choose. Because Lamar's already won it, right? So I don't think he's going to win it twice.
And now you also, with, like you said, bringing in Von Miller. I said this to Brandon Bean, their GM, when he joined us. Now you have, like, legit Super Bowl experience.
Right.
If they had Von Miller last year, I don't think they're running around with 13 seconds left as if they were chickens without their head cut off.
No shot. He's calling out, like, yo, take Kelsey. Someone go get him.
Yeah.
Don't allow this to happen.
Don't let Tyreek and Kelsey beat you.
Just run wild. Yeah.
Staying in that AFC East, Trista Crick here with us, the Bat of Mayhem on CBS Sports Radio from BetMGM tonight. Patriots, 8.5. You on the over there? Or you taking the under with whatever Bill's trying to do with the offensive coordinator
position? Oh, my God. I think that's a stay away. I think that's a number that's a stay away because, number one, questions, skepticism. A lot of people are saying, I think there were some quotes coming out saying, all right, this team is disjointed, confused, disorganized. They're going to move Wynn, maybe. They've moved him all around the offensive line. The offensive line issues for Mac Jones, I think, is going to haunt him in the season. You lose. You're going to probably have to trade. They're talking about trading Aguilar. They're talking about trading Kendrick Bourne. So this is a mess, right? Just in terms of the personnel on offense. I'm suspect on that.
What does the line tell you, though? Because everyone's like, oh, read the line. 8.5, I would think when you talk about someone that's not really plugged in, someone that's just trying to put a few dollars down, they'd be like, oh, it's the Patriots. Oh, take the over. Is that what Vegas is banking on by making that 8.5?
Delusional New England fans.
So you think it's going to be under, is what you're saying?
If I was going to do any, I wouldn't touch it. I honestly wouldn't, because this team can win games. And what's going to happen with the play calling, right? Because I think
Patricia, which makes me want to puke.
Yeah, I don't trust Matt Patricia at all. And so if there's a regime change midway, if Damian Harris, you're just going to be going, building things around him. But defensively, they've gotten worse too. Losing J.C. Jackson hurts. You know, you've lost a couple of other guys on defense as well. So, yeah, if I was going to do anything, it would be to stay away.
So you are the Madam of Mayhem. I know you're very popular in Philadelphia. Eagles had a heck of an offseason, 9.5. I like the over. I think they win the NFC East.
I like them to win the NFC East better when they were plus 140 and not minus 140. But, yeah, I think you've got the best offensive line in football. Like, number one, hands down, everybody says it. You've got multiple running backs. Jalen Hurts is going to take another step, and they're going to be able to get after the quarterback on defense. I like this team. I hate to say it, but I think this team's going to be a lot better. And I don't know if I trust Jalen Hurts to be able to throw to both sides of the field, but they have enough weapons and enough pieces. And obviously getting A.J. Brown is the biggest piece that they got. I think that they'll be able to. Yeah, I think 10 games is not impossible. I think that's definitely doable.
There's always noise about the Cowboys. I have said this before. Jerry Jones, I think he evaluates winning by how much noise, how much drama he could stir up for the drama Dallas Cowboys. Offensive line in shambles. No more Amari Cooper. Jerry Jones keeps on saying, we got to win through Zeke when this is clearly Dak's team. This is starting to feel under when you look at their number of 10.5.
It's the automatic under. You've got issues with the offensive line. And Tyron Smith is a big issue. He's the number one guy that you would want to anchor that O-line. Him at left tackle, he's had issues before with health, and the Cowboys seem to always have that issue. Like someone, whether it's Lyle Collins, whether it's Zach Martin, in before the season and midway through the season. And then you've got no weapons. Dak Prescott has no offensive line. He has no weapons. He doesn't even have a backup, right? They cut Cooper Rush, and then they brought him back. So, yeah, I don't see this team. Defensively, I think they're going to be okay. Very opportunistic. Micah Parsons, I think, is a beast. The secondary is very suspect.
Diggs is good.
Diggs is very good. But Anthony Brown is not good. He's one of those guys that gets burned constantly. Every Cowboy fan knows his name. So, and then you lose multiple guys, right? Cedric Wilson you lost. Amari Cooper you lost. So it's just going to be, what, Dalton Schultz and CeeDee Lamb and the guy that you picked up in James Washington. He's gone for 12 weeks. So I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea. I think the last time they had major offensive line issues, they went 8-8.
Let me get to a team that was great last year, surprised everyone. The big national take when I just listen, it's, oh, this team will regress. That everyone's saying that about Cincinnati. I look at Cincinnati. I love Joe Burrow. I love Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
And they now have an offensive line. 9.5 wins? I go over. They're going to be a 10-win team easily.
That's an automatic over for me. I think people are just lazy. That's a lazy take.
Cincinnati has been for 5 years, so therefore it's going to level out and they'll be again, is what people say.
Very much so. If you look at this team, Ja'Marr Chase was a rookie last year. He is a monster. He could potentially be, in terms of production, more impressive than Justin Jefferson. That's how good he's looked in camp. And that's a high praise. To think those guys were on the same team together is bonkers. And Joe Mixon, statistically, in terms of what he can do as a running back, insane. And Joe Burrow was coming back from an ACL injury. So him with a full, healthy offseason, I think this team, and defensively with Trey Hendrickson, they're really good. Like you said, they've built up the O-line. They've stolen pieces from teams with really good offensive lines, Tampa, Dallas, they get those guys. So, yeah, I really like the Cincinnati team. I think people must just be worrying about the Ravens.
What's Trey Lance going to do?
Ugh, I don't know. You look at the quotes, and the quotes tell all to me. Not the decision to keep Jimmy Garoppolo there. I don't care about that, really. But because you need a backup, and why not get the best backup that you can in case something happens to your very mobile quarterback who is young and maybe too mobile, right? But when you've got Shanahan saying, like, yeah, we know he's probably not going to be good right away. We're just sticking with him. There's no high praise. There's no things that he's building on. To me, that sends big warning signals. That not that they're going to go to Jimmy G, but that maybe he's not going to be good. Overall, though, 9.5, the number for the Niners, is an automatic play.
Automatic. Even with the questionable quarterback play.
Yeah, just because it doesn't really matter. Like, Jimmy G throws 6 times in a game. Yeah. Like, they've got multiple they've got multiple running backs. One of the best defenses in the league, top to bottom. So, yeah, I think, and really good offensive line, too.
All right, let me get your thoughts on this Donovan Mitchell trade. I, like everyone else, just assumed he was going to the Knicks. I thought it was inevitable. And then I look at Cleveland. I think they made a good move. Some people are like, did the Jazz get enough back in return? But not everyone's going to go for the Rudy Gobert return. The market eventually had to level on out.
It's crazy. I don't understand, because I think that RJ Barrett extension really pissed off Danny Ainge. I think that's really what sealed it.
Dealing Danny.
And I think both sides, Leon Rose, World Wide West, and Danny, they don't like each other. I think they're both kind of like F you, right? Because they both want to win the trade. You've got agents that always want to win. Win, win, win. Every single side of every single deal. Danny Ainge, we know he's a fleeceman. Like, we know he wants to just shiv you and take as many picks. So when they brought in the poison pill, which is essentially what that RJ Barrett deal is, that then you've got to say, okay, you're going to take this huge contract on, and now you're not going to get the salary back. Like, that's the deal that you're going to get. And we don't really like RJ that much for this deal. I think they said, okay, well, let's see what else is out there. And the Knicks thought, miscalculating, that they were the number one team that could get him, that the only team that had enough.
And it felt that way, too.
And all the reports were that it was that way, and that Cleveland was out. And then they only having to give up, what, 2 first-round picks?
3 first-round
picks. 3 first-round picks.
And then 2 swaps, yeah.
And 2 swaps. So, yeah, and I think that the Knicks wanted to keep Quentin Grimes and give 2.
It's just not going to happen.
At first, it was like 7, though.
I would get Grimes. I would also trade Grimes to go get Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. But ultimately, the question is also, and we talked about this on The Fan just before, is like, does Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell really move you?
No, but here's the thing. I don't think it's a realistic goal right now for the Knicks to win a championship. So the way I look at it is you need some stability finally in that organization. So Leon Rose, Worldwide West, popular in NBA circles. They made the playoffs, then they missed the playoffs in the last 2 years. If you go get Donovan Mitchell, you're in a very good category. Not a great category, but very good, where you're definitely going to be a playoff team, and you could be a playoff team consistently, so it gives you some stability and that regime staying there for 2 to 3 years. What I fear is they miss the playoffs, Dolan now gets impatient, they don't have Donovan Mitchell, and you don't know who's running this team a year or two from
That's
now.
That's a very fair point. Don't think Dolan will part ways with those guys, Leon Rose and Roy West. I think that their prominence, the level of network that they have and who they can go and get and the deals that they've made in their lives as agents, I think that's enticing to James Dolan. I think he's sort of captivated by that. Yeah, so I do think it was a major miscalculation. And it also tells me that Danny Ainge sees Colin Sexton as a bigger asset than he does R.J. Barrett.
Interesting. Before we let you run, one more for Trista Crick, BetMGM tonight. I'll give you one college football game this weekend. We'll go to a big one. Notre Dame, Ohio State, Marcus Freeman going back to the horseshoe. Notre Dame is a 17-point underdog. I just look at that. They're the fifth team in the country. I know Ohio State's great there, too. I'm not saying that Notre Dame's going to be in the game, but two touchdowns, lose by two touchdowns? I'm plusing the 17 points here on the Fighting Irish.
Backdoor covers wide open there. Probably what I would do is wait until you can get a first half line and take Ohio State to cover whatever that number is.
When it goes down a little bit. Like if Notre Dame scores first or something like that.
Yeah, either bet it live or just take the right before kickoff or day before, whenever the first half lines come out, go ahead and take Ohio State first quarter or something like that and then bet it live.
How can people get to you on Twitter?
Find me at Trista, T-R-Y-S-T-A, _K-R-I-C-K on Twitter. Find me on TikTok, too.
Oh, you're on TikTok?
This Heat Chick is the name.
Wow.
Yes.
You dancing on TikTok or is just more reactions?
Just pieces of the podcast. definitely need to react to this Donovan Mitchell news, though.
Well, we'll let you go run and do that. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Trista Crick from BetMGM Tonight. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming on back after these short messages.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas. Whatever your wildest dreams, if you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator. One site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Andy the Destroyer Ruiz Jr. squares off with Luis King Kong Ortiz Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, live from the Crypto.com Arena in L.A. and live on pay-per-view. It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Real quickly, this has gone viral. This happened on our show yesterday. It happened at about 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. So I just want to play it in this hour for the other affiliates that carry us here in hour number two that don't carry us in hour number three because we're on so many different stations per each and every hour. So I wanted to give this a little bit more run today. It's all over the place. Aaron Donald, we had him on, and I'll set this up. So when these tours happen, we get an email pitch. It's, would you like Aaron Donald? In this case, it was, would you like Aaron Donald or Derrick Henry? And it was 10 days ago. And I said to Ryan, should we go Derrick Henry? Should we go Aaron Donald? I'm on the fence. I probably lean towards Aaron Donald. And Ryan goes, yeah, go Aaron Donald as well. Now, we didn't know Aaron Donald was going to be at a practice a few days later, swinging helmets around, and that was going to turn into a story. So I said to Ryan yesterday, I said, wait, we're going to get some email from the publicist. And this interview will not happen. A, Aaron Donald will either cancel, or B, they're going to say to us, Zach, you can't ask about the helmet situation. And my response would be, are you sure? I'll do it in a respectful way. and I'll do it in the way that I always conduct interviews. Or if you say I can't ask about it, we will just politely decline, and we would love to get Aaron on another time when you feel like he's willing to talk about things. That's what I would have done. That has happened multiple times where publicists try to dictate what you can ask. And every time I say, if you don't want us to ask something that I was going to ask and I thought was important to ask to you, the listening audience, then we'll politely decline the request and we just won't do the interview. Now, there's been a few times in my career where someone said, you can't ask about something. I'm like, I wouldn't even ask about that. Or it has to deal with, let's just say, a death in the family or something like that, or someone overcoming something. And I go, okay, I wasn't even going to ask about that. And I respect that too. But when it comes to seeing this video, Aaron Donald never addressed it, and him swinging helmets around on a practice field and joint practice up against the Bengals, I have to ask about that. So I want to be clear. The PR company never said to me that you can't ask about it. So you go into this interview to set it up. We get 10 minutes. The first 6 minutes, you heard it last night. We were talking about how I thought he should have won the Super Bowl MVP. He gave us a lot of good stuff on the whole retirement and was he actually going to retire, why he came back for the Rams. And then I had to ask him before getting the sponsorship in with about 4 minutes remaining in the allotted time that I had about what happened in joint practice up against the Bengals. This was Aaron Donald addressing it for the first time.
What happened last week in joint practices? Because we all saw the video of you swinging helmets and people were wondering what was going on there.
It was just a practice. You know, obviously people got phones out and things like that, but I'm not going to sit and talk about negative stuff that happened at a practice. My main focus is Buffalo. So
was there any internal punishment?
We talked. So
were you thinking maybe you were going to get suspended or anything?
Hey, Zach, we're just going to focus just here because Aaron's here today to talk about Dr. Teals. So you do have 2 minutes left if you want to pivot to your last question, please.
No, okay, just one more thing, Aaron, on this, and I'll get to Dr. Teals. What sparked it, just wondering? Because I think people are curious about it.
Well, being a guy that's 31 years old, my main focus is football, obviously. The physical part, you do, but it's more about the recovery thing that I need to do and being a partner with Dr. Teals and be able to use Dr. Teals twice or three times a week to help my body recover. And, you know, I usually soak feet.
All right, Ryan, we don't need to give them any more run than they've gotten. And we appreciate them coming on. We had the whole thing air yesterday. We don't need to play the read once again. Here's the thing. Now listen back to that again and reflecting on it. I don't regret anything I did in that interview. Not for a single second. And I think a lot of people realize good on Zach and good for Zach and continuing to ask the question. And I thought the one thing that looking back at it, Ryan, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong here, and I thank the publicist for actually stepping in because I think that's why this thing did blow up and go viral. But Aaron Donald, even though he wasn't giving me extensive answers, which I understand, he wasn't giving me extensive answers on the helmet issues, he was answering my question. So it was bizarre to me that the PR rep, unless if maybe she was told before and Aaron Donald said he didn't want to talk about this and they never said that to us, it is bizarre to me, Ryan, that the PR rep did step in because Aaron was going to answer the question, and I really only had another question or two max most on it. And once you tell me not to ask something, I'm not going to let you take over the interview. Yes, we'll promote your product, but it's not going to be 10 minutes of Dr. Teal, and that is obviously an understanding that they know because in all these pitches they say, you just have to ask him one question about the product that they are promoting in that interview. So looking back at it, I appreciate the PR rep stepping in, even though she shouldn't have done it, because it did help this thing really blow up. Because if Aaron Donald just said what he was saying, yeah, it would get picked up in some sites because it's the first time he's addressing it, but it wouldn't have been as viral, I think, because it makes Aaron Donald look bad, in my opinion.
That had to be rehearsed, too, because he went into right away where usually if you just didn't want to answer the question or didn't know what to do there when the PR rep steps in, usually it's just like silence or it's like, I don't really care. Let's talk about Dr. Teals. He like didn't skip a beat, went right into the read after the last question. That they had to prepare him or he was ready to go somewhere, kind of knowing this was coming. That was kind of the funny part.
And I know that this was a tour. I know that Rob Motti from the AP got to talk to him and he had a quote about it. I wonder if that was just what happened on this tour. Now, we're recording this at the time, and we tell everyone we're doing this as if the way that we record it is the way that we're going to air it. It's just the way that it works when you're on any of these Zooms. Now, when they put someone on Zoom, if you have to tape the interview, we are doing it like we would tape any other interview. Welcome back in. It's the Zach Gelb Show. Boom, we have that 10 minutes or so. And that's what happened. That's what transpired in that interview. I just wonder on all these other chats, Ryan, if maybe when they asked about it, then the PR rep quickly did jump in. But they let me ask him two questions. I'm about to ask the third one. And then, boom, that was it. And I don't think I was belaboring it. I thought I was being fair. I was giving him an opportunity to tell us what happened, because a lot of people look at it and they don't have a damn clue what transpired. They were like, why'd you do it? And there wasn't great video on it, but we just see the videos of him wailing around with the helmets, and you hear the thud when you listen to the video, so you can only naturally assume that it hit a Cincinnati Bengals player.
I'm actually shocked there was also punishment, too, to be honest.
Well, internal punishment.
Well, I guess right. He said they had talks.
Hey, Aaron Donald, maybe he sat down. Go run a lap. Oh, maybe we'll fine you a little bit.
Hey, Aaron, don't do that again. Okay, coach.
It does show you, though, the power of video. Because Myles Garrett, I know he did it in a game. But he did that in a game, and we physically saw the helmet connect with Mason Rudolph. We saw that. For Aaron Donald, we see him swinging the helmets. We hear the helmet connecting. But we still don't know, because it wasn't a clear shot and it was happening during joint practices, we still don't know who he hit, and we don't know why he did that. And for Aaron Donald, you basically will have to eventually address this. And he got given an opportunity yesterday. We appreciate him coming on. We appreciate the time. But he should have just addressed. This is so easy. You could have just addressed it. Hey, I lost my cool. Shouldn't have happened. The Rams handled it. And that's it. And then if I follow up, okay, but what sparked it? You could just give your account of what happened, and that's it. But the PR rep stepping in and then Donald refusing to answer my last question, it just doesn't make Aaron Donald look good. Now, if you're a Rams fan, you don't care. Because you have Aaron Donald on the field and you're going to go win. But it does show you the power of video, Ryan. When we saw the Myles Garrett thing in a game, in an isolated game, Aaron Donald, we saw it a little bit, but we still can't really put together what exactly happened. And the power of video is so important. Now, the NFL, they're not going to jump in it. They're going to say, oh, the team's jurisdict, their own practices. I think the NFL could have stepped in if they wanted to, but that's not the way that they're going to operate here. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll get your phone calls next, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Also got a point about Derrick Henry.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas. Whatever your wildest dreams, if you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator, one site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hickey, I saw one thing during the break that you may like and one thing that you may hate.
Here we go. Let's hear it.
Can I give you the part that you're going to like first?
Wow, let's start with the positive. Okay.
Now, I've said this before, and I saw both these posts via Barstool Sports. I believe out of any full-time member here at CBS Sports Radio, college football, you are the preeminent authority when it comes to college football for any full-time host or full-time producer here at CBS Sports Radio. I've said that multiple times in this offseason. Now, you could still be delusional. You could still be wrong. But I think from a knowledge standpoint, nobody knows more about college football than you.
There is a massive but coming here.
No.
But
I don't know if you know this fact that I'm about to give you, but I'm being dead serious. There's no joke here. There's no hidden punchline. Let's just destroy Hot Take Hickey on this one. I'm being genuine with you.
Thank you, Z, man. Let's hear it.
Am I not always nice to you? Am I sometimes mean to you?
No, definitely not.
One of our bosses, Chris Oliveiro, today, we were having a nice conversation. He goes, oh, usually you guys have some contentious debates here in the newsroom. And I go, we like each other. I look out for Hickey all the time. I've advocated for Hickey to get on the air. He's got a lot of opportunities. He's hosting my old time slot here on CBS Sports Radio on the weekend overnights one night of the week. You're doing a very popular Colts podcast now in the Odyssey family. I don't think there's been, I've been critical. I've been tough on you. I've given you some tough love, no doubt about it. But I don't think there's a bigger supporter here at CBS Sports Radio than yours truly of Ryan Hot Take Hickey. Would you agree with that last statement at least?
Yes.
You sure? That wasn't very convincing. That
very
was a weak
convincing.
Yes. That was like, oh, yeah, I just got to say yes because he's the guy that hosts this show and I work with him. So here's the fact. Oklahoma State, I guess they just got a safety up against Central Michigan. That game is now 9-7 in favor of Oklahoma State in the final seconds of the first quarter. From Barstool Sports, they just did a screenshot. Do you know Oklahoma State has a punter named Tom Hutton? Do you know who he is?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
What is unique about Tom?
He's the oldest college football player currently.
Oldest active FBS player. Do you know his age? Come
32?
On.
32?
Yeah!
Let's go. Let's go.
See, what did I tell you? You are the preeminent voice, the authoritative voice here at CBS Sports Radio for full-time employees when it comes to college football. Look at you dropping knowledge on a 32-year-old punter.
You know me, Zach.
Did you see it during the break?
I'm one for honesty. I saw the tweet during the break.
Oh! No, but you did a good job there. Would you agree with this assessment? The Hot Take Hickey of a year ago would have, before I was even allowed to play that up, you would have just said, ah, yeah, I've already seen it. I think you did a good job there. You made yourself look good. Now, I'll give you some advice there. If you saw it or not during the break in the future, this is just me and you talking, no one else listening. You just go, oh, yeah, I know this. I'm the authoritative voice. I am the man. Who the bleep are you?
I'm a man of honesty, you know? I'm like Abraham Lincoln. Or no, George Washington. Yeah. I cut down the cherry tree.
Yeah, which we don't even know if that even happened. It's not being dishonest. It's just telling a white lie here or there, stretching the truth a little bit.
I like to be, you know, front-facing and honest with you guys.
Now, be honest with me. Did you see College Game Day's picks? They're there tonight for Penn State, Purdue. Penn State on the road. They are 3.5-point favorites. Did you see their picks?
I unfortunately saw their picks.
Kiss of death, right? Desmond Howard,
sweep.
Penn State. David Pollack, Penn State. Lee Corso, who I love. Don't trash Lee Corso. Penn State. And as some people call him, Herbie. Kirk Herbstreit, Penn State.
Hate it.
Are you worried?
Yes, very worried. Especially with Desmond Howard. That mush. That guy is picking Penn State for one reason. He knows we're all on Penn State. And what does that mean? Here comes the spoiler makers to ruin my Thursday.
Now,
not tonight, though.
I will say +3.5. +3.5 on Purdue.
No.
Since ESPN is all on the Nittany Lions.
24-20 Penn State. You heard it here first. Cover and win.
Well, that's not a confident cover.
It's a cover.
24-20. I'm going to take 24-20. 3.5. I'm real confident.
Run the ball. It can't be any worse.
212-4-CBS. Let's go to Nick in Texas next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Nick, what's happening?
Zach, the honorary hot boy, according to actor Adam Devine. First time caller, new fan since the Megan Pearl fill in. I have two questions for you tonight.
Wait, real quickly, Nick. You're the creator of that Perloff count, right?
I am, yes.
So give a full plug to the account. I'm filling in tomorrow for Maggie and Perloff, and we've exchanged a few times on Twitter, but if I'm going to be a good company guy here. If people want to follow along with the 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time show and have some humor with your tweets, how could they do so?
Well, they can reach us at the Perloff on the Twitter handle. That's two E's and the. And then, of course, we've got the big fan page on Facebook, and you can find it under the same name, the Perloff.
Gotcha, and I endorse that account until it starts hate-tweeting me tomorrow when I'm filling in on the show. If you say anything mean about me tomorrow, you're dead to me, okay?
Oh, definitely won't. But first, before I get to my question, speaking of hip-hop songs today,
Nick?
Who's a hot boy? That girl? Who's a hot boy? That girl? Yeah, that name brings a whole new meaning to a whole new meaning after yesterday's interview with Aaron Donald. So since I love your stories, what was going through your mind when the PR stepped in? And secondly, besides that interview, what is one of your most memorable interviews?
So two great questions. And Nick, thank you for the phone call and appreciate you calling in and all the support. The song was a little bit creepy, if I'm going to be honest, but we'll give you, I don't even want to say an A for effort, but we'll give you like a C for effort, Hickey. I got to be more Simon Cowell there. I'm not going to say go full Simon and say that was just awful with him singing the song, but we'll give him a nice compliment and just say no thanks on the song.
He called you a hot boy and sang it.
Yeah.
That's an A.
That's because that's an A. Who's the guy, Divine, or someone thought I look like him, and they're like, oh, you're a hot boy, and then he responded to the tweet, and he's like, hot boys for life or something like that. So I have a doppelganger, I guess.
Adam Divine, yes.
Adam
okay,
Divine.
I do recall this conversation.
Do you think I look like Adam Divine?
A little bit in the eyes.
People say Josh Gad a lot for me. I'll take Adam Divine, though, over Josh Gad.
Who?
Josh Gad, whatever, how do you say his last name?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know
who
that
is? Should I know who that is?
I think so. He's an actor.
I don't watch a lot of movies and or shows.
That's
true.
But anyway, to answer Nick's question, when they stepped in yesterday, I knew I had to ask about the helmet question. So we log on to the Zoom, and we're doing the interview, and everyone's on the camera, and then it's just me and Aaron, and then they turn off all their cameras. So when I'm two or three questions in, when it's only about the helmet, I see one of the cameras turn on. And the moment the camera turned on, I'm like, oh, here comes someone going to swoop in. Now, they were messaging me, texting me during the interview, like, you got 5 minutes left, and then, you know, 4 minutes left, as they were saying that. And I still had my time good to go. And then once, I guess, they felt like Aaron didn't want to answer fully the questions that I was asking, then they stepped in. So at first, I was like a little bit surprised, but not really surprised. I was kind of see it play out. But with that being said, to actually speak in the interview, that's just the Zoom world now that we live in. I thank him for doing it because it made the thing go even more viral. It didn't make Aaron Donald look good, I'll tell you that. Now, the other controversial interview that I had was Kenny the Jet Smith. Now, we've made good on this. It wasn't Kenny the Jet Smith's fault. There was a PR rep that thought I was past my time. And when we went back and looked at the audio, we were given 12 minutes. I was like 9 minutes and 30 seconds. And they tapped into the phone call. It was a conference call. And I heard them like heavily breathing, and they just dropped the call. And then I called that PR rep afterwards. And the PR rep said, I go, did you just hang up with me? He's like, you bet your ass I did. Bleep you. Like, curse me out. I go, for what? He goes, you guys went way too long. I go, you guys called late. You said we had 12 minutes. It was only 9 minutes and 30 seconds in or something like that. So that was a memorable one. But we recently had Kenny the Jet Smith on, and he was excellent. And I said for years, I love Inside the NBA. It's the best studio show by far in our business. It wasn't his fault. It was his PR person's fault. But the PR person yesterday, I don't think it made the client look good in terms of Aaron Donald. But for Dr. Teals, they should be sending me products of Epsom salt. Because I gave them more publicity that they're going to get. Because everyone's talking about the product. Usually with those interviews, it's just, oh, what did Aaron Donald say? He's talking about the product when he's refusing to answer the questions I was asking.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas. Whatever your wildest dreams, if you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator, one site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.